Saint Saved Love, Dhanmangaji. Today's Sangat, as we've all attended, we've all learned so much from all the saints who spoke, regardless of whichever language they used or whichever form, be it bhajan, speech, poetry. So the message that they all carry has always been the message of the truth. And it's not a very recent message, it's always been there. It's there in all the scriptures that this human life is so precious that we have to make the best of it, because as we know, the worldly things, they will come to an end. Maybe some have a longer lifespan in a way and the other things don't. But if we keep attaching ourselves to these things, there is no end. Phir wo maya jal, ek cheez aur dusri, aapas mein uljha ke hi rakhti hai. To kaise har samay apne jeevan ko hum is maya jal mein rehkar, isse alag hokar phir bhi rahein, to baat wahi ki jab is Paramatma se judenge, when we are connected to this one God, and how to be connected is only after when we've known this one, and after that the life becomes full of devotion, full of bliss, full of faith. It's not that before knowing God there is no faith in our life, but it's just a matter of knowing what we should be putting our faith in, who is this one. So once we love this God, we end up loving the entire creation effortlessly, and then that is something which is not temporary, but it is so permanent that we, as we breathe and live with every moment, we only have this ehsas, this feeling of this one all around us. And then all the things which are not good for us, like ego and being any kind of causing harm to anyone, or be it any other thing that our heart possesses which isn't divine, we are able to get rid of those by being in the company of saints and practicing spirituality every minute. And as we just heard the example about the car owner, and how the car owner then was so full of himself because he was so happy with the prized possession, the car. And then one day, in spite of everything else staying the same, that happiness just goes. And this is what exactly happens sometimes. And even to the intensity where we have something and then we are so proud of that thing. And one day our mind just changes and we feel like, oh, we do not need to have so many things. Let's just shift to a very minimalistic lifestyle. And still the thing that remains is the ego, because before we've been egoistic about the things we possess, and now being egoistic that, oh, I am able to let go. So if we really have let go, there would be no I, because all that there is you, this one. And the more we connect, the more we melt in this one, the more we go with the flow, with this one, is only where we truly lose our identity to only find ourselves in this one. So, jaise is sansar mein koi vastu, koi saman hota bhi hai, to aksar us cheez ka ye man ahankar kar baithta hai. Aur agar wo cheez ka ahankar itna badh jaye aur fir man kehta hai ki ab tyag kar liya jaye is vastu ka, to aksar wo त्याग करने के बाद भी त्याग होता नहीं, क्योंकि मन में वो त्याग करने का अहंकार अब जन्म ले लेता है. तो बात वही कि जितना ज़्यादा हम खुद को खाली कर देंगे, जितना ज़्यादा हम एक अपनी मैं इस अहंकार से हटेंगे, तो उतना ही फिर इस परमात्मा से जुड़ेंगे. और जितना ज़्यादा इस परमात्मा से जुड़ेंगे, उतना ही फिर इसके जैसे हो जाएंगे, क्योंकि ये सब एक ही है. चाहे हम किसी भी नाम से बोलें, एक सत्य तो यही है कि वाहिद एक ही अल्लाह है, ये एक, ये वन, दिस वन सुप्रीम एंटिटी, दिस ट्रूथ दैट्स ऑलवेज बीन देयर, इज देयर एंड विल बी इवन व्हेन द वर्ल्ड एज वी नो विल एंड और ऑल द प्लैनेट्स एंड एवरीथिंग इन दिस यूनिवर्स, द ओनली थिंग दैट विल बी इज द ट्रूथ, दिस वन. सो वी ऑल हैव टू वॉक ऑन द पाथ ऑफ ह्यूमैनिटी because that is the only way to be, and the human values that we have to imbibe should be so natural that because we love this one God, is because, and because of that reason, love stays within us and we've become love, to be spreading love. And then it's not just a mere act or only to something that is to be done for few hours a day, our life then becomes love. तो कैसे ये परमात्मा को पाने के लिए प्यार होना, ये तो मन होना ही चाहिए. लव इज़ गॉड एंड गॉड इज़ लव. सो द स्ट्रेस हियर इज़ लव एंड द मोर वी एफर्टलेसली लव एंड इट्स ओनली बिकॉज वी आर लव इज़ व्हेन वी कैन स्प्रेड इट इन ऑल ट्रू फॉर्म्स. और कैसे ये मन में जो अगर कुछ ना कुछ हावी रहता है, चाहे वो अहंकार हो, गुस्सा हो, कुछ और ऐसी बात जो एक हमारे लिए हानि के लिए है, तो कैसे उसको भी दूर करा जाए. और वो स्वयं ही दूर हो जाती है जब इस परमात्मा का निवास मन में ज़्यादा से ज़्यादा बढ़ता है, और उसी समय ये चीज़ें भी मन से फिर दूर हो जाती हैं. जब प्यार है तो और किसी चीज़ की इस दिल में जगह नहीं बचती. तो कैसे फिर एक बात कि समटाइम्स व्हेन वी आर सो एंग्री विद इन अस और देयर इज समथिंग दैट वी आर सो डिस्टर्ब्ड ऑफ, देन वी डू नॉट नीड ट्रिगर्स, वी आर जस्ट रेडी टू जस्ट बर्स्ट आउट और जस्ट बी लाइक दैट वोल्केनो व्हिच इज जस्ट फ्लोइंग विद सो मच ऑफ heat. And then the story that I read somewhere was also touching the same topic, that once there was a man who was boating and the lake there was so calm that he felt that I can easily just close my eyes and be at peace and feel the calmness around because it is so smooth, I'm just flowing. And he started to enjoy that experience, and just then there was something that he felt, that oh, someone's just banged into his boat. And he opens his eyes and started wanting to be angry at that person. But what does he see? That it was a very big rock that his boat hit against. And then he realizes that I was so ready to shout at the other person that it really wasn't even a person who's called this jerk, who's disturbed my peace of mind. But it was that I wasn't stir, I wasn't stable, that actually within me, I wasn't even calm. The only experience of calmness I was then looking out was this nature or this calmness of the water. So the essence here is to be calm within, to be one with this eternal stability. Ye stirta, ye sahajta, ye fir ek बहुत ही आसान हो जाती है जब इसके साथ जुड़ते हैं, जब इसके साथ बहने लगते हैं. और फिर कोई भी परिस्थिति हो वो एक हमें अंदर से डिस्टर्ब नहीं करती, क्योंकि ये मन जब इस स्थिर के साथ जुड़ जाता है तो ये स्थिरता जीवन में आनी स्वाभाविक हो जाती है. एक वो बाय प्रोडक्ट की तरह ही, कि कैसे अगर हम एक चीज़ कर रहे हैं तो दूसरी स्वयं ही साथ है. तो जब इस परमात्मा को जानकर इसमें रहते हैं और ये परमात्मा का ये नूर हर एक में देखते हैं, तो फिर ये नूर दिखता एकदम उस तरह, इसी परमात्मा की तरह, कि सामने वाले में भी वही, आसपास कण कण हर जगह वही, खुद में भी जो ये आत्मा इसी परमात्मा की अंश, तो कैसे हर जगह ये इलाही नूर ही दिखता है. और कैसे ये पूरी कायनात फरीसी का हिस्सा और कैसे ये उसका हिस्सा होते हुए भी उससे फिर भी अलग, बिल्कुल उस तरह जैसे कीचड़ में कमल होता है, एक गंदगी में रहकर फिर भी एक गंदगी नहीं बनता, उससे उभर कर इतना निखर के फिर ऊपर ही रहता है. So it's been really nice here, and this congregation and all of you have been so patient that you've heard all the words of the wise saints who spoke. May we all not just limit ourselves to just the words that our ears have heard, but feel it within the heart and let the curiosity to see this one be, and may we all attain our full potential by knowing this one who is so complete and living within this saint's love. Dhan Lankaji.